Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. As an offspring of a baby boomer, imagine my male role models were John Wayne, Clint Eastwood, Steve McQueen, all real, real men. As things progressed, Alan Alda took over and everything got very sensitive. Well, what really and truly makes a real man? Apparently, it's not your thick Tom Selleck mustache, ample paunch, or unwillingness to help clean the house. A new survey asked both men and women to name the top qualities of, quote, a real man. And here are the top five from the ladies. At number five, dealing with spiders. Four, changing a tire. Manly. I like that one. Handling the grill. Also like that one. Offering to carry a woman's bag. Not bad. And my favorite, number one, investigating strange noises in the house at night. All of those are well within the reach of most men. The survey also found that one out of three men don't consider themselves traditionally, quote, masculine, which goes hand in hand with this. 70% of men in another survey say they aren't afraid to show their feminine side. Clint Eastwood would not approve. And of that group, 30% say they like bubble baths. No. 10% like pedicures and manicures. Maybe. You don't believe me, guys. Try it. And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. They've got a great new shooting range. And as a matter of fact, if you go in and buy a firearm from Gun Corps, they're going to knock 50% off their classes. Except for the CHL. You can get tactical handgun, defensive handgun, both of those also in carbine training classes. And I've taken them before. They're awesome. To find out more, go to gun-corps.com. That's C-O-R-P-S. Gun-corps.com. Or their brick and mortar store on Old College, right behind J. Cody's and Chicken Oil. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you so much for listening.